right. So, where are we here? Who goes which one?
You go first.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hey, Jim. Do you mind if I ask you a personal question?
No, that's fine. Patrick, go ahead.
Are you sure you don't mind? You don't have to answer if you don't want to.
Look, Patrick, we've been making podcasts together for a long time now. We spent a week together in an Airstream trailer. There's nothing you're going to ask I wouldn't answer.
Okay, so do you ever dream about Donna and wake up and have to throw off the blankets because you feel all hot and sticky?
I'm not answering that. Okay, Patrick, yesterday we heard from Nicole Atkins, one of the celebrity guests we have this week, making their Perfect Pop picks. And on the same evening that I interviewed Nicole backstage at the Black Cat in Washington, D.C., I also interviewed J.D. McPherson. They were on the bill together.
Yeah.
And I got a chance to sit down with each of them separately.
And I would say go back and listen to those interviews, folks, if you haven't, because they're great.
Yeah,
really great.
They're really great people. They were really nice.
Really good listens.
Yeah. And they really have a good, they're both, I would say, kind of like students of music. Mm-hmm. I really appreciate that. So JD, I kind of sprung this on him like we do with everybody.
Yeah.
I said, what's your pick here for a perfect pop song? And you can hear him trying to figure it out as he talks. So let's get right to that. Just one last question. We like to ask this when we interview musicians. We do a little recurring segment from time to time called Perfect Pop, where people just talk about a not necessarily their favorite song or the most perfect song or whatever, but just a song that you think is perfect that someone has recorded. Do you have anything that comes to mind?
So do you want to come out of the pop?
No.
The pop world?
However you define it. Just popular music.
Man, I may have to throw out a couple.
Okay.
I really think "Like a Prayer" by Madonna is a really perfect pop song. Okay. I have a funny story about that, but I'll save that for another time.
All right. Next time you're in town.
In My Room by the Beach Boys.
Yeah.
Just completely shatters me every time I hear it, and it's so simple and. That harp at the beginning, and it's only there that one time.
There's a world where I can go and tell my secrets to. In my room, in my room.
Man, the first pop music I ever heard was The Reflex by Duran Duran. My older sister put that on my ears when I'm Walkman, and
it's an older sister
that was
kind of song.
It was like injecting candy into my ear. Kiss, I'm sorry I can't give you one answer, but man, Like a Prayer is pretty good.
What is it you like about that?
I don't know. I don't know. I just remember being a kid and hearing that song and seeing that video and just being riveted.
Okay.
And it was like it was put into the ingredients were poured into a machine and this thing popped out. And it was religious for some reason. And right. I can't explain
that.
Right.
And it has
really
that chorus part, yeah. The choir chorus part. Yeah. Yeah. And it sort of slows down and it gets soft and then it explodes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's probably a really lame example of your pop question.
No, I love it.
I have no idea what everybody else is picking, but that's what popped into my head.
I especially love it because I think, you know, for people who listen to your music, that might be totally unexpected. Yeah. Right. So that's great.
Man, I wish I would have given you I don't know. I'm gonna think about it really hard, but right. I'm gonna send you, one that's gonna blow your mind, man.
All right.
Yeah. But let's stick with Like a Prayer for now.
I love it. That blows my mind. All right. JD McPherson, thank you very much for being on.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
All right, and for the record, he never did text me later with another pick. So we're going to stick with this one.
Yeah.
And it does blow my mind, like
yeah,
a prayer.
Yeah, it isn't, it's more than just kind of religious. It's very religious.
That's right, yeah. There is that.
Yeah, as anyone who is maybe of a certain religious order knows, there's certain things sometimes you have to do that you really don't want to do, you know, and that's sort of like you're supposed to go to confession every now and then, and you know, I'm like the person who's got to call ahead for a week. How much time do you have, Father?
So the thing that sort of blows my mind about this too is, as we talked about yesterday with Nicole Atkins, is so JD McPherson, he's like a rockabilly guy.
It's so weird, and then the Duran Duran coming in there too.
Yeah, Duran Duran, mm-hmm. Madonna. He did have Beach Boys. Beach Boys is a common go-to
and
pick.
That song too has been mentioned before, you know, in right. passing, because right. it's that kind of thing. And
right.
I think people's mind, maybe when you say perfect pop, it kind of zooms to Brian Wilson, you know, obsessively constructing his masterpieces.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's funny with like a guy like JD McPherson, like he could have said something like Johnny B. Good.
Yeah.
Right?
And you could
a
get
a perfect
that.
Pop song. Right.
Right? Mm-hmm.
You know, but no, he goes to, again, sort
I
of like
the line.
What did
yeah.
he listen to when he was a kid?
Yeah.
And the reflex, it's like candy being injected into your ears, which I think is probably about the best way you could describe
yeah,
that song.
That's pretty perfect.
And then Like a Prayer, that's a great selection, I mm-hmm. think. I mean, it's mm-hmm. kind of, it's at the point in Madonna's career, late 80s where she, kind of like we talked about with the Beatles, like wants to be taken more seriously.
Yeah, right. 1989, Madonna's fourth album, I believe. And that was right around the time her and Sean Penn had gotten divorced.
Right.
And she was moving into a totally new phase of her career. And this was a different side of Madonna.
Right. Yeah. Wanted to take on a topic that was, you know, more than just like love songs and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And I mean, can't get much, you know, more serious than taking on religion.
No.
But making it then into, you know, this like funky kind of mixed with gospel.
Yeah, with that choir
dance
break.
Yeah, song like you said, kind of thing, you know. Mm-hmm. It really, it has, he mentioned it's sort of like you take all these components and sort of mix them together, but it's kind of even better than that because that almost makes it sound kind of like it, that it's, that it's, what am I trying to say here? That the sum is greater than the parts in some way. To me, the parts are what really makes it interesting. Like it, it has all these sort of shifts in the song that sort of bring you down and then elevate you. And it sounds kind of joyous in some ways, but then also sort of, you know, like I mentioned, kind of serious, contemplative. And I think in some ways, maybe the video almost doesn't do it service because the video got so much attention. It
became very controversial.
Right.
Yeah. And the Vatican got involved, I think, even one point. It was the number one hit pretty much across the world.
But just listen to the song with fresh ears without any visuals. Mm-hmm. And I think you'll get a new appreciation for really what a masterwork it kind of is.
I like that suggestion.
So, yeah. All right. So that was, I thought that was just fascinating. Yeah. Don't you think?
That's why we asked the question, I think.
All right. Very good. So we have one more celebrity.
We do.
That'll be tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And then Friday, I think we're going to do something a little bit different with celebrities. It'll be a special treat.
I'm kind of excited about that
later.
We know a lot of celebrities, it turns out.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we run in those circles. All right. So with that, we should also mention that we do take listener suggestions
always
for perfect pop songs. You got to tell us not just the pick, but why it's a perfect song. And you got to explain it a little bit. And the best way to do that is to call our Suburban Party Line, 612-440-1984. And leave us a little message. Then people can also hear the enthusiasm by which you are nominating this song.
And you might even surprise yourself and pull an Echo Park Jimmy.
That's right. You might. We'll also send you a sticker.
Yeah, we will.
Mm-hmm. If you call.
Durable sticker.
Yeah, they're very nice.
Yeah.
Handcrafted.
Mm-hmm.
Not really.
In my workshop.
You can, if you'd rather, though, email rock@suburbspod.com and give us a little explanation there. You can also find us on social media. @suburbspod is the handle on all those places.
Mm-hmm.
And then, please subscribe to the show.
Do that. That's important.
Please rate and review the show. Mm-hmm. And please tell your friends about the show.
Yeah, we want you to do that.
All right. All those things, right?
Yeah, we'll send you 12 albums for a penny.
Sure. If this were 1975. All right, let's get out of this.
Okay.
I'm very excited about tomorrow. So I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Our nomenclature podcast.